previously on the Hooli's Hooli.
Do you think anyone's working on dinosaurs out there, like trying to get them going?
Yes, I do. There's a guy out there.
Yeah, there is.
For sure. That's frightening to me.
They can do all sorts of stuff. Why can't they make a dinosaur?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be sitting at Pizza Hut. Dinosaurs are going to come crashing through the window, you jerk. But you're like, hey, how you doing? No, he's
sitting at Pizza Hut, and next to me is going to be a guy who's half guy, half pig.
Like, it didn't work.
Right, he's like, unfortunately, I was the first time around. And
they tried to make a velociraptor, and I came out half man, half pig.
No. I was supposed to be a stegosaurus. Well, you look like a pig to me, sir. Here's some more breadsticks.
WSBC.
Yeah. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, twin brother Billy. Hi, Bill.
What's up?
And the greatest man in the world, Clay O'Brien. Clay, hi.
This is me. How are you?
I think dinosaur talk last week. Heavy on the dinosaurs.
I know. Yeah.
Honey, tonight we were on fire. Heavy on dinosaur talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, God bless the dinosaurs.
This season.
this dinosaur season.
See, we just wrote an ad for Brookfield Zoo.
It's dinosaur season. Starts now.
But there's no dinosaurs at the Brookfield Zoo.
No.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Everyone will get it. That's the joke. Yeah. It'll get attention.
That's good stuff.
Everybody have a good week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all right.
What's a good week entail?
You know, being above ground.
That's right.
Billy, what's wrong?
6 feet above.
My headphones just went out. I don't know what's wrong with them. I think I kicked
something under here.
Did you? All right.
There's 800 billion wires underneath us.
Everything. It's been a fun week. We talked a little bit last week about hamburgers. It's one of our favorite topics.
Yep.
And we came up with the Buns franchise.
The Buns franchise. Absolutely. But,
to a town near you.
Mm-hmm. But there's been more hamburger news in the media. This caught my eye today.
Uh-oh.
I don't usually start the show right off with
I think I've seen this about this guy before, but you keep have? Going. Oh, no. I think he's in Super Size Me.
Wisconsin man eats 30,000th. That's how they say it in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
30,000.
That's the 30,000?
That's the motivational speaker.
Mike something.
Anyway, Wisconsin man eats 30,000.
Michael Lispy.
Wisconsin man eats 30,000th Big Mac hamburger. Breaks world record. 30,000.
How old is he?
Big Mac. We're going to look at it. He's been eating Big Macs every day since 1972, he says.
How many a day?
One.
One Big Mac a day?
Yeah.
Very achievable.
His insides must look like the inside of my refrigerator when I roomed with Patty freshman year.
You could eat a Mac a day.
He's a 64-year-old man. His name is Don Gorski of Fond du Lac. Recorded the milestone at a local McDonald's on Friday.
Did you hear Gorski did the Big Mac thing?
Gorski did it. He finally did it.
Then he went out and caught a muskie same day.
Uh-huh. 30,000 Big Mac, same day he caught a muskie.
I believe that Gorski is, at some point, I'm not positive, you might have to Google this, but I do believe that he does make an appearance in Morgan Spurlock's Super Size Me.
Ah.
You could be right about that.
But I think when that movie was made, he was probably only 20,000.
People thought that movie was going to destroy McDonald's completely.
Heck no. Doesn't kill you only makes you stronger.
Yeah.
Right? Gorski says he's eaten at least one Big Mac almost every day since May 17th, 1972.
Wow.
May That's 17th. Amazing.
He is featured in, thank you, Mike.
So he has kept most of the boxes or receipts. Or has made specific notes in calendars that he's kept notes, Big Mac.
Why? Why, though?
Because he's got a weird OCD thing. Like, can you... It's weird to pick a world record for yourself, isn't it?
It's weird to...
Because anybody could really just make that decision. Anybody could be a world record holder. Anybody!
Says Lispy. You could find some obscure world record and try and conquer it.
What would you think of? We got to think of
one. It's got to be, like, most time... Something easy, like...
Eating a Big Mac every day.
Do you think? Right, how does he record it? I mean, because
it's not painful to eat a Big Mac.
Is there documentation? Does he save the receipts?
He's got all.
Does he have does he cut out the cardboard part of the box where it says Big Mac on it? And, write the number on it, number one, number two. And he's got them up against his
number
wall.
Number 28,760.
Dated, they're.
He's got the Big Mac boxes on the wall of his house.
Yeah.
That's a big house.
It's like
that's 30,000 square feet of Big Macs.
Yeah, like beer cans. You know what I mean? Absolutely.
Now that would be cool. I doubt it. Like I doubt that he did that. He just
does this gentleman weigh a lot?
No, he says his cholesterol and blood pressure are normal.
Really?
Yeah.
See, this is dangerous because now I'm gonna start doing it.
They never. But like, if McDonald's can say something like, and this guy could be a world.
Could you tell me what's on a Big Mac right now? You
absolutely. Know. Do I gotta do like the thing?
Two all beef patties.
No, I'm not doing the song.
No? You won't do it?
Meat, lettuce, and special sauce, and more bread.
Sesame
pickles
seed
and onions, and that's it.
Thousand Island?
Yeah, I said that.
Man. Special sauce.
It hasn't changed in 100 years.
Mickey D's.
Abe Lincoln used to eat Big Macs.
Commercial. Boom. You hear that, ad agency?
Did you
people?
Know when they signed the Declaration of Independence?
They were Big Mac.
Throw all your market research out the window. We're going to put Abe Lincoln in a booth having a Mac.
He was eating a Mac.
I'm sure it's been done. Has there ever been...
Can we have Abe Lincoln and Donald Trump eating a Big Mac together at a table? Having a conversation with each other?
And Eddie Vedder?
All about McDonald's. That's all. He's like, these Macs are good.
I know they're delicious.
And Eddie Vedder's in the commercial?
Whoa, special sauce.
Yeah, he says the jingle at the end.
Oh, da 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 da.
Da 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 da.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Donald, finish your sandwich.
Cool cup.
I'm working on it, buddy.
Okay, Edward. We get it.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm trying to do some research here, and I'm not coming up. I don't think it's been done. I don't think that.
So, what does this Mickey guy D's win? What does he win? Commercial.
Big That's Mac? Just it. He doesn't win much at all. He just wins.
Sir, you get one Big Mac.
He gets to be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
I think the Guinness Book of World Records has lost its kind of its credibility.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because there are a lot of obscure ones, you know. Like most guy who saved all his toenail clippings, you know.
Yeah.
It's like how. I mean, there's only like four people doing
remember
that.
Remember the guy
in
the
whole
with
world.
The longest fingers? Remember the guy with the longest fingernails in the.
Yeah,
the,
that's
like,
impressive. They curled up. Yeah. At
can
the
you
end.
Imagine seeing that like at the DMV or something? The guy just walks in. He's like, how's your Friday?
Like,
you
going for the
today?
World record? Like, you bet I am.
You see that guy, Gorski, over there? He ate 30,000 Big Macs. You just have long fingernails.
He's probably like.
Same mission. Do what you love.
See that guy Gorski? He's at 30,000 Big Macs. He's like the Dominique Wilkins of Fond du Lac. Yeah. Whoa, there he is.
He looks a little bit. Yeah. Mike's just showing us
a
picture.
Oh, he looks like
right
a wolf.
No, he looks like John Lennon.
If yeah, John Lennon
he's
had
got
lived.
He's got like the
haircut.
Bowl haircut.
If John Lennon had lived.
That's the McDonald's. That's the slogan McDonald's wants.
Definitely looks like Mo for the Three Stooges.
McDonald's puts out the picture of this guy Gorski eating the Mac. And yeah. What was the jingle clip?
If John Lennon had lived.
That's it. If John Lennon had lived, ba-na-na-na-na. Well, that's 30,000 Big Macs.
That's quite a possibility. Now
I could have easily broken that record. John.
Wait a second. Right. Hold on.
Get the Beatles' greatest hits with a Big Mac.
Let's get the Beatles involved.
Do we know
this.
What's the actual date of Lennon's death?
80.
Is it 80?
Yeah, June.
And
something.
This guy's been eating Macs since 72, right?
December?
Yeah.
December 10th.
So he's been eating Macs since 72, he said, May of 72.
I've been eating Macs since 72.
Yeah. So that would, he was already 8 years into his Big Mac title by the time Lennon
got
killed.
He didn't stop even on that day.
Yeah.
Phil's thinking, Dave, we're doing a documentary.
He's
right
like,
now
hey, I just heard
about
John-
a guy who had 30,000 Big Macs and what he did during his life, and John Lennon has. Well, it makes perfect sense.
Hey, Gorski, yeah, John Lennon just got shot. I've got to go to McDonald's.
I'm working on my goal.
I'm thinking
about this stuff. I mean, like when the Berlin Wall fell down, that guy had a Big Mac one day.
Man,
when,
that's
like,
amazing.
I mean,
no,
the guy's had.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah,
he's had
stopped.
A Big Mac
well, wait,
every day of history since 1972. Then.
That's the McDonald's commercial. It shows him eating a Big Mac, kind of like the old Steve Jobs commercials, but like you flashed like great moments in history.
Just behind him on
a screen. Between 1972 and today. And right. Every American's going to be like, yeah, we lived that. And you had a Big Mac during it. And
like,
it was phenomenal.
Like the USA beating Russia in the gold medal game in hockey. Like,
right.
Oh,
he's eating
a clip
Big
to
Mac.
Him in a Big Mac watching it on TV.
The Challenger explosion.
Lovely, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it happened.
I know.
It's a part of history.
Yes. Picture this.
Reagan getting shot.
Right. Steve Jobs, Apple, Big Mac, little cross selling.
Yeah, like,
there.
Did anybody ask this guy, cross like, branding? At what time of the day on 9/11 did you have your Big Mac?
The dream
I mean, did
team,
you sit there, did you sit there after 9/11, after the planes flew into the towers at about, what, 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock New York time? And he goes, you know what, even though we're under attack, I better get my butt over to the Fond du Lac. I got the streak going. I can't do it. I got to get that Big Mac.
Now, I wonder
if he would order like 20 at a time and put them in the fridge and then just eat them every day.
We're giving him a lot of airtime.
This is an amazing feat. 30,000
like,
Big Macs.
It's up there with like Michael Phelps.
It is. And
20, whatever, 35
Well, let's
gold
think
medals.
About the. Okay, so hold on.
35
you
gold 35, medals.
I ate 30,000 Big Macs. So you do that, swimmer face.
They don't,
okay,
I,
so 2018
mm-hmm.
minus.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. 20,
Bill doing math is just as good.
Minus
yeah. Bill
1972. All right.
No, you got that all wrong. You got that all wrong right there. Hold on. You got a negative. You got a negative figure.
Yeah, I did.
2017.
Billy
yeah,
got a D in math.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
All right, 45 years. Okay.
He's been eating Big Macs for 45 years.
45
That's
times
correct.
365. That would get him to 16,425 Big Macs.
Maybe sometimes he had
he
two or three.
So he
two
had
or
to
three.
Have had multiples.
Not every day, though.
Like a five Big Mac day? Like, I got to get back to work. I'm falling
well,
behind.
Well, that's just it. Do you think on big days in history, he was like, we're going for another?
He's like, I just got to mm-hmm. have one.
Oh, hold on. There's a quote here that says,
the first came here, I ate 9 Big Macs. It was like I couldn't get enough hamburger at that time. 9 Macs.
The first time he ever had one?
So the first time he had 9 Macs.
Wow.
That's love, son.
That really is love. That's
holy moly. 9
Bill,
Macs.
You haven't even done that.
I think I could do 9 Macs.
No
I think
chance.
I'll
go get them right now.
There's no way.
Hold
it's
going to
cost
hold
me
on.
Like $30.
See? What's the most? Because there is kind of a fast food. Like,
I mean, you'd have to like. Okay, here's what you'd probably have to do.
No,
I mean.
he didn't do anything like
you'd have
weird.
To stick
like
me
he's
in a room with like mass amounts of.
He
THC.
Probably sat at a table in a Fond du Lac McDonald's and was like, another one, please, another one.
Yeah,
please.
He was real hungry and he was like, these are great. It's like the first time you have a bag of Doritos as like an 11-year-old
after
kid.
After you
and
have
just
eight,
pound
I
the
think
whole
it's,
bag.
It's like you're tripping on acid after you have about eight of those.
You have a Mac attack.
It's like Lucy
do you think anybody's ever? I mean, is his nickname with his friends the Hamburglar?
His nickname, Big Mac Gorski.
You know what I'm going to try to do from here on out? I'm going to have a bowl of McCann's Irish oatmeal every day.
For 100 years.
Oh, yeah,
before
for
I
sure.
die.
Yeah.
The show is presented by the greatest oatmeal in the land. The Hooli's Hooli returns after these messages.
McCann's Irish oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal. Particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Hi, I'm Paddy Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Welcome back, Hooli Sooli.
Yeah.
Good to have everybody here again.
Absolutely. You know, I wish Mr. Gorski the best.
Mr. Good Gorski, luck. The hamburger king of Big Mac land.
Go have a Big Mac in honor of him, everybody.
Why not?
Do it.
I'd like to. I'm looking for sponsors.
They need all the help they can get.
I know we've been talking about them a lot for the last 10 minutes, but I'll kind of end it with this. Does his grave say, when he passes away, two all beef patties, special sauce,
that'd
lettuce,
be awesome.
Cheese, and a toasted sesame seed bun?
Mm-hmm. Does that what it is?
That'd be great.
Why not?
Now, going on the complete opposite spectrum of that,
uh-huh.
I've been drinking smoothies.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, good. I make them at my house. I just throw a bunch of crap into a blender.
Crap into
now,
a blender.
Like,
that sounds like a disgusting smoothie.
Like today, I had, an apple, a banana, like a handful of blueberries, some strawberries, some ice.
Yeah.
Some chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk in that?
Yeah.
All the nice fruit and then hit it with a little chocolate milk.
Hit it with some chocolate milk and then I do like some of that whey protein crap and I put that in there.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
That's what old men do.
Are you feeling good?
I don't know yet. I've only done it twice.
Okay.
So you're getting like into a regimen. Like I want to get in shape.
Just trying not to, Well, now I might scratch the whole thing and just start eating a Big Mac every day.
You might.
Apparently,
if it's cholesterol levels and everything are fine, yeah.
Unfortunately, that's kind of like my diet. I'd be like, I'm getting healthy. And then I'd drive by, a Mickey D's and I go, ooh.
Do I could squeeze one
two
in.
Two for five.
I mean, I was there this morning for breakfast.
Yeah.
So I can't lie.
Did you eat in-house?
No, I'm the fly, baby.
Did you get the pancake thing?
I get the bacon, egg, and cheese baggie. Go. Meal. They got like a hollandaise sauce on it. It's kind of like their version of the Big Mac.
Okay, sure, right. All right.
It's the morning Mac.
It's the morning Mac, gross. I guess.
Morning Mac. Morning Mac. When are you coming back? Oh, bring the morning Mac.
I'll give the smoothies a run for another couple weeks, see what happens. I want to just not, have a lot of issues when I'm older.
That's good. Yeah.
You know?
I mean, have you? Well,
yeah.
Because you've told me
one of your dreams in life is being like the actor in like Cialis commercials.
I got to get my acting career going. When I hit 50, I'm starting to throw auditions out and all that.
White hair.
My hair's not gray enough yet. I need 5 o'clock shadow. It look like I got everything together except this darn Cialis problem.
Yeah. Right.
Well, there's all kind of, I just want to be in drug commercials.
That would be great.
Sure. Everyone would be like, that guy's on a lot of drugs after a while.
No, but no one would know who.
I've been watching 60 Minutes. See this guy right here? He's on a lot of drugs.
No one would
know
who.
And nobody
who you
ever
are.
Says anything about it. The guy in the ball cap, him, the bald guy.
Yeah.
The everyday guy.
Nobody would know who you are. You could be in like 50 drug commercials and go, eat at Denny's and just do fine.
Right.
Except for that one guy who does know you. Say, hey, you're in that, aren't you in that weird commercial?
If you were famous for being in only drug commercials. That's a weird premise right there. I like that already.
That's a movie.
It's a Hollywood screenplay.
Yeah.
His nemesis is like a huge star like Brad Pitt. You know, like they live next door to each other. Their houses are like the same size. And Pitt's very annoyed that this guy is just in drug commercials. It doesn't have much of a personality. It's very, you know.
It's very dry.
It's very dry, soft-spoken. Like, Pitt's like, you know, hey, how's it going, Denny? And Denny's like, real good, Brad.
Good, Brad. I just filmed a Valium commercial.
Does he? And now all of a sudden he has a southern accent. in California.
The star of the drug commercials has a southern accent?
Apparently, the way that you guys were describing him.
Well, he just said, real good, Brad.
That's funny. I wanted to actually make a movie once about the life of like an NBA referee, an NFL referee.
Okay.
You know, after the game, they probably go back to the hotel. They're just like sitting at the bar. And I'm sure they bump into either fans or players. And
absolutely. I bartended a party.
It's probably an interesting life. It's probably pretty nuts.
I bartended a party.
Remember Eric Nies, who was on MTV, the first Real World? Eric Nies, and then he had the show The Grind.
Of course.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because you have to say it like that. Eric Nies from The Grind.
Yeah.
His dad was a basketball referee. That's one of the things I remember
from the first season of
season of The Real World.
I'm sure there's a couple that party with him and go nuts and are total nutcases.
Yeah.
I want to hang with those guys.
Do they have to be a basketball referee or
whatever?
Referees,
umpires, referee, whatever. But professional sports.
Sure. Professional sports
and not
umpires.
Boxing referees. That doesn't count. Or UFC. That guy with the goatee who does UFC. Break it up.
Why? What's the difference? It's the same deal.
No, I want established historic sports. Historic sports leagues.
You want to talk to Ed Hockley.
Nah, he's too straight-laced.
Ed Hockley's like the perfect guy to be in those drug commercials. He's the he's like the guy they cast.
He's ripped.
He is ripped.
Mr. Hockley, well, good to see you.
Hockley was on Cialis via...
I'm trying to look like Hockley, all right? That's why I'm drinking smoothies. I'm trying to look like Hockley.
Well, good luck on that.
Yeah, I got a ways to go.
It's starting to get hot out.
Billy's got his mesh shorts on. You know what that means. It's getting hot out.
It's getting hot out. Mesh shorts. Yeah, baby. I'll take it.
Mesh shorts. Chicago. Yeah, baby. Summer.
Go down by the lake, throw my mesh shorts on. Maybe pop in the lake for a minute.
Yeah.
If you don't,
I wouldn't do that.
You'd have to try not to get shot.
Yeah, don't get shot on your way down, and watch out for the dead dogs in the lake.
The dead dogs in the lake?
I was fishing last summer, and I saw a dead dog float by.
That's sad.
Yeah, it is.
What kind of dog was it? Did you make it out?
A furry dog.
Well, thanks.
It's just a furry dog.
That guy's southern.
Sure, it wasn't just a big rat.
No, this was definitely not a rat.
Is that a rat or a dog, sir?
Hey, I'm fishing. Be quiet. You're scaring the fish.
Southern guy on the banks of the lake shores of Michigan.
Montrose Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Catch some nice salmon.
Quiet, I'm trying to fish.
You can catch salmon up there. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, you can. Okay.
They migrate.
Okay.
They migrate during a certain period. It's a very small window, all right?
On the banks
Very
of the Montrose
small
Harbor.
Window. On the banks of the Montrose.
We should write a song on the banks of the Montrose. There's not even. There isn't
on the
such
banks
a thing.
Of the Montrose.
Oh, most of our songs start out that way, don't they? No, 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 no.
There's a melody. That's a certain melody that you stick
on
with.
On the banks of the Montrose.
I was.
Yeah, he finishes with like that.
A little better.
You guys don't fish, huh?
I did when I was younger.
Where? In the banks of the Hudson?
I used to go up to upstate New York every summer to see my mom's family. It was from a little town called Ilion, New York.
Sure.
It's in the Mohawk River Valley.
Sure.
It was beautiful.
Did you fish on the Mohawk?
My Uncle Pete used to take us out, and we'd go fishing. Just on like a little kind of lake.
Man-made lakes. We did go down to the Mohawk once. I went on it once.
But and then later on, when I was a little older, we started going up to St. Germain, Wisconsin every summer.
Okay, fine.
And my dad's brother Johnny had a lake cabin there.
Okay.
And we'd go and we'd go muskie hunting.
You take
That's where I first got introduced to fishing in the North Woods.
You got introduced to tackle.
Yeah, exactly. I got introduced to fishing culture.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
Big fishing culture.
Why are you a big fisherman?
No,
Clay?
I'm an amateur at best.
I'd like to be a good fisherman.
I'm too impatient.
I'm a big fan of Jeremy Wade of River Monsters. If you
ever watched
that
show. Guy.
My kids
That's
love
hardcore.
That stuff.
He's great.
I played that stuff for them once because, and there's another guy, a French guy, I forget his name. He has another show called, it's like a big fish hunting show. It's going to kill me now. But anyway, he always goes, fish on, fish on. Whenever he's got a big fish on the line, you know?
I've noticed that your kids always, your son goes, fish on.
Yeah, my son, Mikey, always is like, looks at me and he goes, fish on. Nice. Huh. You know, it's good to have a fish on the line.
Kinda. Absolutely. You should take him fishing. It's fun. Just go to somewhere easy. Like, can you go to, like, Trailside near that area? Throw a rod in the water?
You probably could.
Throw a line in?
I have a buddy of mine who I work with at Duffy's who knows all the ins and outs.
He knows all the holes?
Of,
like,
little, all the little Cook County
all
spots?
All the little Cook County watering spots to grab some little sunfish or whatever you're looking for, perch, that kind of stuff.
What you Boogles. Looking for fish-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you ain't going to catch any walleye.
It's a fair question to ask.
Explains, I'll tell you that.
People
right
are
now
obsessed with that stuff.
You can walk into the four, I would think.
Into
walk
the into Four the, Seasons?
It, yeah. Where can I have fish around here? Sir, you're at the Four Seasons, not the Forest
that
Preserve.
That wasn't the question.
Oh.
You're telling me I can't fish around here.
No, but you can get a room upstairs for $8.99 a night.
Yeah. Okay. I got to put my fishing stuff away.
Can I put my boat in the room, too?
Can I put my boat in the garage?
Mm-hmm. I'll bring my boat to the garage.
It's Mother's Day tomorrow, guys.
Aye.
Is everybody prepared for this?
Happy Mother's Day to all the great mothers out
absolutely,
there.
Absolutely, for sure.
I am not prepared.
Okay.
Pat?
Not yet. I think my wife usually goes to the ball game with her mom.
What are you going
to
get her?
I don't know yet. I can't say yet. Something
special.
Give
her season tickets to the Chicago Fire.
Okay. Chicago Fire, we're looking for sponsors, but I think I'm going to get my wife season tickets for Mother's Day.
They had a pretty good year last year, actually, the old Chicago Fire.
Yeah, I'm going to go to some Fire games.
Are you?
Yeah.
I've never gotten into the Chicago
Me
Fire.
Me either, but I'm going to give it a shot. You know why? Because why not?
Yeah, I mean, the Sox are only 9-25 or whatever they are right now. So
if I'm going that far to see them, I might as well go a little bit further to
Where
see.
Where does the Chicago Fire play at Toyota Park, yes?
Yeah, Harlem and something.
The passionate Chicago Fire fans that listen to our show are going to just hate us because we're so, like...
We never grew up soccer fans.
We weren't soccer heads.
No, we were football.
We were peewee heads. Football players.
Bashing our heads together.
Yeah. We played soccer when we were younger. Just
forced.
Yeah, I'd rather play football.
I'm going to play football, Dad.
I probably would have been better at soccer.
Should have played soccer.
Should have played soccer.
I should have played soccer, and I should have taken it seriously from the start.
You know how many kids are probably... you think there's a lot of high school kids out there?
Alderman Terrence Ryalarovic. I mean, past mistakes.
Ah, I should have played soccer.
Do you think there's...
That's what he says on his way to getting indicted.
Dad,
I should have played soccer!
Listen, this all wouldn't have happened if I would have played soccer.
None of this would ever happen.
I started drinking when I was 10.
You think there's probably all kinds of high school kids out there that, you know, like, they are having a rough football season and the kid just gets back to the locker room after a Friday night game or loss and he just punches the locker and he goes, should have played soccer!
I'm sure it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Soccer's taking over football.
It is.
Football's on its way out.
I don't know. Maybe. I wonder about that, like, when my son is of
However,
age to play.
There is still...
If he wants to. I would never force it on.
Concerns in soccer, though.
Of course. Soccer's a rough sport, too. They're all...
Just play soccer with a football helmet on. You got no problems.
Don't even say that. They'll start implementing that in
they
some
should.
Way.
Who cares?
Although, you know... They
you
would.
Don't use your hands in soccer.
I know. But you use
no
your
hands.
Head.
Helmets.
People in soccer use their head quite a bit.
Listen, you don't use your hands in soccer. Okay, mm-hmm. First rule.
Yeah. Right. Well, sports.
With Bill.
Yeah.
Bill's always thinking about sports.
No, I'm just thinking about the Sox. And the Cubs are turning the corner. They're looking okay.
Yeah.
The Bears, you know, we'll see. I haven't really had much to say about them until the season starts.
I'm doing something exciting.
What is that?
Taking my family to Florida.
Oh, I think you were talking about this.
They're taking me, actually.
Like a couple months ago. That, like, you're doing this drive?
No, fly.
Oh, you're flying now.
We're flying all the way there.
Where are you going in Florida?
Fort Myers area.
Oh, very nice.
First time traveling with all three children.
Okay.
At once.
And what, do you got a, like a little timeshare someone's letting you
Yeah, we got a friend of a friend is giving us a place.
I got your place from a friend of a friend.
Sleeping in the bed of a friend
and
of
what,
a friend.
And what, you guys are doing this? When are you guys making your, is this a summer trip? What's
this
going on?
This is happening on Thursday.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. It's
2 days from now. Or, we taped the show on Wednesday night, so tomorrow.
No, next.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, wish me luck. And
And you guys are staying for what, like 5 days?
Three.
Oh, it's just a weekend.
Just a weekend. I'm going to try and have 30,000 Big Macs and come home.
There you go.
It'll be fun. Any site, you got any sites planned to go see while you're in Fort Myers area?
Go see the ocean. Unfortunately, I think the weather's not going to cooperate with us while we're down there. I think there's some thunderstorms in the forecast, but we'll make the best of it. We'll go see, you know, the ocean and whatever. And
is there any other family going down there, or is it just you and your wife and your kids?
We're meeting another couple and their two kids.
Okay.
Who are proprietors of the old house.
The establishment. Very nice.
They got two houses. They're giving us a house.
Very nice.
Oh, I just kicked the thing and my...
Your headphones came back to life?
Yeah, it's like... It's magic.
Hey, world radio, baby.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh, it's magic.
You know what you might find down in Fort Myers?
Gators.
Gators. Those?
Yep.
And buns franchises.
That's where they would be.
Right?
Florida, absolutely. Jacksonville buns opening next week.
Uh-huh. Oh, my. With that laugh. It's maniacal.
Come down to the Jacksonville buns.
So I just got back into wedding season again.
For wangs!
The bartending stuff.
How's it going?
Same as it ever was, you know.
Yeah. But how's it working out?
Pretty good so far.
You gonna headbutt somebody this year?
I just don't understand how people, I've noticed over the years now, this has been 9 years now. Has it been that long? Holy cow.
You're old.
Actually, I think it's been longer than that, but I don't, like, every wedding, like, is different.
That's a scam.
But weddings are a scam. Thanks, Glenn.
I guess people and couples are different. Like, this couple the other night, like, they had their DJ, and he was playing the introductions, and then throughout dinner, it was music from... like one of the Star Wars movies where, you know, it's like John Williams.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It'd be like while people are eating salads.
Was it a comp?
Really? Was it really going down right now?
That's like the sort of...
It wasn't like a nice violin playing or something. It was like...
Was it like a Comic-Con wedding?
No, that's
just... Was the groom like Chewbacca? Chewbacca it out?
No, they like all the groomsmen had these green Chuck Taylors on.
I do.
No, yeah.
I can't do a good Chewbacca.
I do.
I should have put a Chewbacca mask on and tied a bar.
Should have just yelled Chewbacca while they're eating. Chewbacca!
Don't mind the waiter. He has Star Wars Tourette's. Tends to yell things out during weddings.
No, but what I'm noticing is
themed?
That, like...
Do you ever get themed like a Renaissance wedding?
I have had that before.
That's awesome.
Haven't, like... I mean, it's just... I don't know. I'm just
do you,
Fed
Maiden, take this?
No, yeah, nothing
I've,
like
I've,
that.
In the past, I've worked quite a bit with Bill on these. Yeah,
there's,
I've
like, a
this.
Little flutist right. playing, like, a ditty.
A ditty?
A medieval ditty?
Had that.
You yeah. on the flute, play medieval ditty.
That's the whole premise of those Dilly Dilly commercials.
Yeah, right,
now.
Right.
Again,
yeah. I don't think that's. I don't like that.
You don't like the Bud Light Dilly Dilly?
It's not. It doesn't get me.
I've cracked up a few times at them. They're all right.
Come on, Pat. Don't be like that.
Don't say you like something.
Come on.
Well, yeah, wedding season's upon us. I'm gonna be doing them all this month.
You should start.
So. Yeah.
Making them fun for yourself.
I do try. And then after a while, you're just like...
Start shooting spitballs at people.
I'm amazed at just how people... Like,
at the wedding?
I got a guy the other night. I get amazed that you forget, because I haven't done a wedding for maybe... It's been 6 months.
Okay, sure.
The last one that I had worked had been the first of the new year. All right, so New Year's Eve.
Do you think those people are still married?
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
But... you forget, like, you get into a routine of doing them, but you also forget, like, just the weird orders that you get. Like, because I'll bartend at Duffy's every now and then, and that's pretty much, I know that crowd pretty well by now.
Yeah, yeah, I don't get standard.
Like, but at weddings,
Jack,
I mean, like,
Cokes, nonsense.
Mm-hmm. This guy just turned to me, and I at first I was like, I was about to ask him, excuse me, sir, are you European? Because this is a very European style way of ordering drink. A lot of Europeans don't like ice in their drinks.
At all?
No. No.
Okay.
They want to get as much liquor as possible.
No, I just don't. I just, it, they just, some of them just don't.
The I don't need the ice taking up the space.
Oh, no ice.
You but I had a guy the other night. He goes, can I get a double rum and Coke, no ice? Mm. And I was like, I was like, is this guy being a smart guy with me?
He's like trying to be funny. Sir, are you trying to go to jail tonight?
And then I definitely looked at him and I was like, wait, excuse me? And he's like, yeah, double rum and Coke with no ice. I'm like, ugh.
No, you know why they do that? Because they know you fill the ice up all the way to the top, so you don't get any booze. You know, you're ripping them off. You're ripping
a marathon them off. I mean, what is this guy going to drink? 2/5 of rum?
Yeah.
I mean, he'd be dead.
He's got to go to...
It doesn't make a difference on the pour amount, really. It's just he wants to have a warm rum and Coke.
Oh, I like my rum warm.
A double warm and Coke.
A double warm and Coke. Yeah.
Give me a double warm and Coke. Thank you.
That's what he says after the third one.
But I was just kind of like, oh, another double warm and Coke. Never changes, man. You know?
Start fights with people.
You can't.
Tell them no. Well, next
there's
time
always the guy, too. Like, there's always a guy at a wedding, too.
Next time he asks for no ice, put ice in it.
Where, like, he's like someone's cousin or family, like, or a family friend.
It's my cousin's wedding.
He's got, like, Jordans or Air Force Ones on with like
my cousin's wearing
like jeans and like a jersey,
Sean Kemp jersey,
and everyone's got suits on, and the guy's drinking like an animal, like coming up and be like, "Double Jack and Coke, please." And you're like, "Oh, and you couldn't put a sport coat on at least? Thank you very much." You know?
It is odd to see that at a wedding. I've seen that before, Bill. Where there's like. It's just like the culture clash of like different classes of families.
Sad part about it is like every time I see that guy, I go, he's gonna order like 20 drinks tonight, and I won't even get a buck out of him.
Nothing. I love
forget it.
I love the culture clash, like country.
See, like that's the. I think it's the other way around. Back when I was telling the bar at these weddings, I used to see a guy with a suit on, right, and I'd make the false perception of like, ooh, the guy in the nice Armani suit. He's good for a double sawback tonight. He seems like a nice guy, right?
Right.
And then you see the guy in the Sean Kemp jersey with, you know, pair of Jordans on.
I don't know about that. I've never been compensated by anybody in a Kemp jersey, okay?
Well, you get the idea.
I get it, yeah.
A jersey wearer.
A Kemp
he's
jersey.
A jersey wearer.
That guy's a jersey wearer. He wears jerseys. He's a grown man, and he's wearing jerseys.
That guy with the Kemp jersey and the suit over it?
He's wearing jerseys of kids that are younger than him with their names on the back of
it. He's wearing jerseys of people who haven't even been born yet.
Jerseys to a wedding.
Jerseys to a wedding.
Anyway, sometimes...
Jerseys anywhere.
Sometimes you'd be pleasantly surprised. That guy was the best. The jersey guy was like... kettle soda, and he'd throw a 20 at me, and I'd be like, ooh.
Yeah, it just hit a scratch off for $5,000.
I'd look at his jersey, I'd go, ooh, Cooperstown collection?
Oh, yeah, forgot about the Cooperstown collection, yeah.
And you know what? He'd go, right on, bro, right on.
Speaking of that, I was talking to a...
it's like Turtle from Entourage is basically what we're getting at. There's a Turtle, and he's a better tipper than the guy who looks like Terrence Stone.
Yeah, but in Entourage, they make fun of how cheap Turtle is on stuff.
Billy with the Entourage fix. But on Entourage, really.
I had an Billy interesting conversation the other day. Best professional sports team jersey in all of professional sports.
Best professional jersey all of professional sports?
Yeah, a person asked me this. They go, which one would you go
now?
With?
Now?
Who would you pick?
Jersey.
Or
you
all
can't...
time.
All time.
Ever?
Well, just say, okay, let's just say like right now what's going on.
Gee whiz.
Who has the best jersey in all professional sports?
Best looking?
Cleanest, whatever. Most iconic, best looking?
Yeah.
It's easy.
Who?
The New York Yankees. With the pinstripes.
Okay.
I'd say the Red Bulls jersey. The Red Bulls
jersey. See, I said...
You think the Red Bulls jersey is the best jersey in all of sports?
I just picture Jordan.
Obviously the Yankees, but I said you got to throw... you don't think of it, but the Blackhawks got to be up
there,
too.
Chicago, but it's amazed that they can even and still get away with that logo.
I picked the Oakland Raiders.
Ooh. But Raiders do have a great logo.
I like the White Sox.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I think the reason we were talking about it is because...
Al Davis would love you for that, Bill.
Notice no one said the Cubs.
Or not the Sox, I'm sorry. The Cleveland Indians are going away with Chief Wahoo.
Yeah.
That logo is gone at the end of... I don't know if it's this season or next. That might be next season.
I think they're sticking with the
end of 2019 season, and then it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got to do something about licensing agreements and all kinds of... I don't know how that works, but...
I wonder what if the Redskins will do that, too.
He has said no.
Who said no?
Dan Schneider from Minor. The reason we got onto it was like iconic sports jerseys. We're like, is there going to be a time when that'll be a pro, you know, when the Blackhawks, somebody will say that.
Yeah, but what about the Fighting Irish? I take offense to that.
Exactly.
I'm not just walking around fighting people all day, am I?
No.
That's not where it comes from, though.
No.
What are you talking about?
I was talking about guys who were eating Big Macs at the beginning of the show. And then...
We're getting into race relations.
Veered. Yeah. And I, you know, what I really want to do is take a commercial break.
Oh, okay.
Then do it.
I'm doing it right now. Hooli's Hooli comes back after this.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Juries won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooli Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
We'll be right back.
Big Macs. 30,000 of them.
As it goes through that guy's head every time he orders one.
9 Big Macs the first time.
Welcome back, Mr. Gorski. Let me guess what you're having today.
Check this out. Sylvester Stallone will reportedly reprise his role as John Rambo in Rambo 5.
Boo.
He's 80 almost, I think. Hold on, let me see how old he is. Yeah, look it up.
77.
He's
like
71. He's not 80 yet.
Okay.
But man, oh, and I like the actually, I might have to check that out. It's 71-year-old Rambo?
That should be 5 minutes long, that movie.
No, what if it's like, because Rocky Balboa, like, remember how good Rocky Balboa the movie was? Like, when it, I mean,
right.
It was good. Like, this could be, you never, this could be good.
Nah.
Nah.
Yeah, it's going to make money, I'm telling you. You know why? In Rambo 5, the character will discover a sex trafficking ring in Mexico.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. Stallone is going over the border.
Yep.
Watch out.
Yep.
He's going to be blowing up Mexicans left and right.
The beginning of the movie is Trump building the wall. You know?
Yeah, right.
Who plays Trump in Rambo 5? Trump. He's out of the office. Yeah.
I got time. I can do it.
I got time. I really want to do this.
I'll be
really,
on set
really
for a year.
It.
I don't care.
Putin, I'm sorry. You'll have to wait. I'm doing Rambo 5.
Putin plays Trump in Rambo 5.
Did you see Putin just won his thing again? He's back for a long time.
I am president for life.
And at the ceremony was, speaking of action stars, Steven Seagal. Was it one of the, he was there.
In Putin on his shoulders?
Yeah.
Get up here, man. Okay,
apparently he and Putin are pals.
Yeah, Seagal's gone.
Seagal's
gone completely.
Seagal and Vladimir Putin are friends.
Seagal's lost it.
Well, maybe Vladimir Putin made Augusta. I mean, maybe he was in one of the above the laws and we never knew it.
He's just an extra in the back.
I loved you as Nico Toscani.
Yeah, above the laws.
Yeah.
Hey, Steven, above the law totally kicked butt.
You know who else is good? William Forsythe. I like him.
Now here, enjoy this bass.
Enjoy this bass. Back to fishing. Yeah. What's Seagal's name in Out for Justice? Storm. Is it Storm?
Yeah.
Seagal's been living in Russia for like 10 years.
No, he hasn't. What happened to a lawman with Steven Seagal?
Yep. Press, judges, members of our Congress.
Members of a
Congress. Always going to have within our government those who are above the law.
I think Paul Vallis should play that at before every campaign speech against Rahm Emanuel. When he comes up.
That'd be great.
He just opens every press conference with a Nico Toscani clip. That clip.
There's a
gentleman. Whenever you have. It's just part of his
shit. Do you think that Seagal has actually done that for Putin to his face?
Like, no,
can you do the
Putin's like, I am pretty sure I'm above the law, Steven. I don't know if you know, but I'm kind of above the law.
Putin does it for Seagal. Hey, check this out. I do good impression of you.
From above law.
What if he does it like perfectly?
From above law.
From above law. No, watch me do wheelie on motorcycle. Come outside.
Wheelies.
No, come outside.
Putin is very good at doing wheelies.
Grab my Miami Hurricane starter jacket and throw it on. Come outside. It's fine.
Oh, man.
Oh, here it is. Oh. The film, all right, the new Rambo 5, will follow the character on a violent descent into hell after he discovers a sex trafficking ring in Mexico while searching for a friend's missing daughter.
Ah.
Oh, boy. Here we
go. Plot thickens.
While not confirmed, history has taught us that the Mexican cartel will assumably draw first blood. Of course they're going to be. So it's Stallone versus the cartels in a human trafficking thing.
Sounds amazing already.
I'm telling you, this could be.
Who wrote it? Seagal?
It says here that the first screenplay was penned by Donald Trump.
Okay.
Little known fact, I wrote Rocky V on a, on a napkin.
Steven Seagal's been granted Russian citizenship by Vladimir Putin. That was an article in The Guardian. I don't know if that's
strange.
Tabloid or. Oh, here it is in the New York Post. That is very weird.
I don't know what happened to Stevie.
And of course, he's like wearing a kimono or something. In like Seagal is? Yeah.
Oh, that's got to be so weird when Putin asks Seagal, like, why are you wearing kimono? What is? What are you playing, Clay? What is this?
This is what all you need to hear right now. This is what goes through Mr. Gorski's head every single day.
The Big Mac champion.
Live for nothing, or die for something.
Oh, that's John Rambo.
That's John Rambo. That's right.
Live for nothing or die for something.
I think you got it backwards, Bill. It's live for something or die for nothing.
Yeah, right. No, it's not.
Or is it live for
it's
nothing?
It's live for nothing or die for something. Something.
See, I was right.
Anthony, I'm sorry. I mispronounced your tattoo on your back.
Come on. It's live for nothing or die for something. I got it at
John Rambo.
I just got it at G-Dragon 2 days ago. It's going to look awesome when it's healed.
Somebody's got that pen.
There's
for
a
sure.
video. Absolutely. There is a video up here that says Russian DJ Evil Seagal just dropped his hot new single. I don't know, Vladimir or something.
What's the, how do you spell the
Wait,
name?
Seagal is a rapper.
Evo EVO.
Evil Seagal.
Evil Seagal. That's a Russian DJ.
I don't know.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
That can't be possible.
It says right here. I got it on YouTube.
Oh, we must be true. Yeah.
Can we listen to him?
Evil Seagal. Did you see? I don't know if you guys saw this in the news this week. They're bringing an Italian beef festival to Chicago.
Here.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It sounds something like this.
Now, Patty, where's this taking place?
I believe it's at one of the breweries. I think it's the Lagunitas, maybe?
What's going on?
They're having an Italian beef festival.
Oh, Revolution Brewing is hosting that.
Thank you.
Yeah. That is going on this weekend.
Is that this weekend?
All the major players are involved?
It's the Anthony Rizzo Foundation is doing something about it. They're the ones like hosting it. Should be pretty cool.
Later this month, not this weekend. Here it is. Yeah, it's going to be on May
Johnny's
26th.
Johnny's isn't part of it, though.
They don't need to be.
It's just Mr. Beef.
Well, that's not.
It's going to be Al's Beef, Mr. Beef. Well, maybe we'll have Chris come back on the program and tell
that
us
would
about
be
the comic competition's going to rack up here.
I wonder if he'll be there.
Absolutely, he'll be there. And Bona Beef to host the city's first ever Italian Beef Fest at the Revolution Tap Room. That's 3340 North Kedzie Avenue. According to the event listing, the event will include beef and beer and, of course, 3 4-inch Italian beef sandwiches and 3 7-ounce Revolution pours.
Okay, fine.
Good branding event. It doesn't say anything. Oh, here it is. Tickets are available at Revolution's website for $30. 5 from each ticket will be donated to the Anthony Rizzo Family Foundation.
And you can eat as many beefs as you want?
Sure.
Or you get is there a limit?
Ooh. I don't think there can't be a limit. I wonder.
You better call
that.
And ask him.
Better call Nick.
Let's call him right now.
Ooh.
Hey, you know, for the beef thing, is there a limit on how many beefs you can have?
He'll be say yes. I'll probably be like, yeah.
Who owns this beer company or whatever?
Revolution. This is for charity, though, so I imagine it's all donated, so it doesn't matter.
It's just a celebration of the sandwich. I don't think it's even a contest.
Celebration of beef.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to this celebration of beef.
Yeah. A song by Steven Seagal. Country song by Steven Seagal.
Here, this is what this... Vladimir... Russian DJ Evil Seagal just dropped his hot new single, Vladimir Putin. Yeah.
That's the name of it?
Anyone to think that Vladimir Putin had anything to do with fixing the elections is stupid. Vladimir Putin.
That's awesome. That's the goal.
Russia and America should be
that's
great ally.
Vladimir Putin.
This is hot this song in Moscow right now.
People are in the clubs banging out to this, man.
All right, dude, it just keeps going.
Putin. Yeah. Vladimir Putin.
Hey, Stevens, I heard the song you made.
That was crazy. That's
yeah, you guys didn't think I was telling the truth.
I believe you. Now I do. Russian DJ Evil Seagal.
Yeah.
That's the name. Oh, man. That's from Funny or Die. Yeah. Oh, okay. I love it.
Yeah. God bless.
Okay, I thought that was like a real thing. That's like some sketch comedy guys made that. I thought there was actually like a DJ in Russia who was like, we're turning this into jams.
There probably is.
Could be. Oh, well. All
right. I wonder what Putin's favorite song is. Didn't we talk about that before?
No, we did
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady's favorite song was, Let's Hear It for the Boys.
What's Putin's, you think? I love Enter Sandman. That album kicks.
Maybe it could be. Yeah, you think he's like a metal guy?
I could see it. I love Pantera. Totally crazy.
No, he's probably likes like some Russian lounge singer.
Could the Frank Sinatra of Moscow.
Right.
I love Dmitry Snefnevich. He sings great candlelight songs.
I don't know.
I think
he could be kind of like maybe a big Elton John fan, you know?
Philadelphia freedom.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe. Just like rocking out to that.
You're just coming up with goofy songs or just like, no.
Maybe Queen. I love Freddie.
Yeah.
Guy had amazing vocal cords.
Yeah. Yep.
We are champions, my friend. We sang that when Trump won.
I know.
Oh, man. That is so
weird.
Well,
we always get a lot of mileage out of old Vlad.
What do you mean it's weird to think about? The guy has a favorite song.
Everybody has to. Well,
Kim Jong-un does too.
I think I vaguely remember.
I'm sure you could Google what is Vladimir Putin's favorite song.
In the movie Super Size Me, because we were talking about Mr. Gorski and his Big Macs pretty all throughout this show.
Yeah.
I think he does make a reference to why he wears those like kind of hipster glasses and has the bowl haircut. Like
the fact that he looks like John Lennon?
I think he might have said he was a big fan of the Monkees.
Oh, okay.
Not positive.
So he's going for more of like a Mickey Dolenz look, I guess?
Okay, are you ready for this?
Yeah, let's hear it, Clay. What do you got?
Just throw it out there.
According to ex-Russian gallery owner Murat Gulman, Putin likes Madonna.
Oh. He likes Papa Don't Preach.
But he said, Putin said in pub, Papa Don't Preach. This one, it rocks, man. Turn it up. He said in public that he likes Mozart, Bach, Beethoven, Schubert, all those guys.
All the classics.
And Madonna. God bless him.
Is he like 80s Madonna or is he like new Madonna?
Oh, he's watching Truth or Dare right now in his bedroom.
He's got a Madonna poster in his bedroom.
He and Seagal are watching Truth or Dare together.
Hey, Seagal, pass the easy cheese.
Seagal's like,
don't hog all the Ritz, guys.
Seagal's like,
exactly.
I dated Madonna once. I can't do a good Steven like I used to.
I dated Madonna once.
Hey, should we order a pizza, you think? Steve?
This is great part. This is when sausage. David LaChapelle comes in the room. Shut up. Quiet now.
Sausage, green pepper, and onion, okay, Steven?
Steven, you cool with onion?
No.
Cool with onion?
Do you have any Asian herbs to throw on it?
I like teriyaki chicken on my pizza. Teriyaki sounds like
chicken.
Trump. Seagal might be president. We should watch what we say.
Yeah, we should. I mean, he
is. Seagal might be president. We should watch what we say. Ten years ago, I would have said that was a crazy thought. You never know.
Not anymore.
You never know.
Donnie's America.
If you've enjoyed the last hour of this program, you can find archived episodes of the Hoolies Hoolie at freecrack.com, or you can find archived episodes at iTunes. Search for their Free Crack. This show is presented by Hibernian Transmedia. Stick around for the program following this one. That's The Crack with Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan. They tape that show live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night. And then stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions that follow. Show starts at 6, sessions start at 7. It's been another odd week.
Oh, there it is. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Seagal
and Putin.
Oh, yes, yes. This is good tune.
Yeah.
Blast it.
Until next week.
Bye.
Bye.